Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud. Kuf Yud. We are on Kuf Tes Amud Beis by the two dots, a little like Rabbi Gamliel Omer Imiena Miena. So the Mishnah had said there was a three machlokas. What do you do if you're married to a right? Two brothers were married to two sisters, and one of them died, and one of them was a katana. So now you're married to the katana. Your brother is married to the gadola, died. What do you do? Because midda oraisa, you're waiting for yibum, and midda rabbanan, you're married to her sister. So Rabbi Elazar held, you tell her to do miyun, undo that marriage, and then you can do yibum. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, wait till the girl you're married to grows up. Once she becomes a gadola, then it'll automatically happen that you'll be married to her, to a gadola, and then you won't have to do yibum because it's your wife's sister. That's what Rabbi Gamliel said. Remember? That was in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Boimine Rabbi Elazar Meirav, my time of Rabbi Gamliel. What's his reason? Why does he say that? So the Gemara says, Meshub de Kasafa, because he holds, Kedushe Kitana Mitla Talui, a Kedushe Kitana, which is what happened here, stays in the balance, it hangs, right? Mitla Talui, it's hanging and waiting. V'chi Godla, and when she grows up, Godla Bahada, the marriage, so to speak, grows up too. And Afagav de Lo Baal, even though there was no relation yet. She turns 12, it automatically turns that marriage into a Doraisa marriage, retroactively. All along it was a marriage, and therefore at the moment the brother died, he was married to the sister. Therefore there's no Yibim or Chalitza. Is that what he holds? Oh, Dilma, or maybe. No, Mishuv de Kasavar is because of Gamil holds Hamakadesh Achos Yivama. If you are Makadesh, your Yivama's sister, Niftara Yivama, the Yivama becomes Pater, Vahal Chala, and she can go home. What does that mean? That means, let's say, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven is married to, Shimon is married to some girl, and Shimon dies without children. And Reuven is, and this, the wife falls to Yibum to Reuven. But Reuven really likes the wife's sister a lot better. So he goes ahead and he's Makadesh the wife's sister. Right? The Yavama's sister. Right? So assuming he's allowed to do that. Now, he didn't do it in Avera. So what did that accomplish? Now the Yavama is an error. She went from being my brother's wife, who I should do Yivam to my wife's sister. Why? Because I went ahead and was Makadesh the Yavama's sister. Assuming you're allowed to do that. So assuming you're allowed to do that, what will that accomplish? It'll accomplish that the Yavama goes off scot-free. Why? Because you're married to her sister. So too over here. You're married to this girl as a katana. So what do you do? Now the brother died. So the girl's waiting for Yibum. So fine, but you're happily married to this girl. You're happily married. It happens to be she's a katana. So wait till she becomes a gadola. Be Mekadesh her again. Have beer with her again. That'll be, you're taking that the sister, she's a gadola, and the Yavama now goes off scot-free. Is that what he holds? Which one is it? Is it that the marriage is hanging and waiting for the godless to kick in? Or you have to do a maisa to make it kick in? Which one is it? What is going to hold? So the Gemara says, and therefore, e ball in, e lo ball low. So the whole thing hinges on the bia. Because the only way you're going to acquire this girl as a gadola to pater the Yavama is with Bia. So the Gemara says, Amalei Haina Tarma Dru Gamliel. This is what Rav said. You know what the reason is? Bishom de Kasavar, because he holds Hamakadesh Achos Yavama. So the second approach. Hamakadesh Achos Yavama, when you marry the Yavama's sister, Nifteres Yavama Vahalchala, the Yavama becomes Patera, she becomes Petura, and she can go Vahalchala, she can go wherever she wants. She's Mutu to the Shuk.
Why? She was
to
the
right. What? So maybe he doesn't hold from that. For that Zika issue. He might not hold from that. The Dindarabana, he might not hold from that. And therefore, ibal in, ilo balo. What does Rashi say? Right, so he holds that this outweighs that. Okay. Amar of Sheshet. So basically, what did Rav say? Rav said Rabbi Gamliel holds a second approach. That what? That the only way to undo this problem is for him to have beer with the katana when she becomes a gadola. If he has beer with her, that'll reestablish this marriage, and then the yibama can go off. There's no more yibam problem. So Amar Sheshet, Amina Kinoyim Veshachiv Rav Amar LaHashmaitza. Rav must have been asleep when he said this. This doesn't make any sense. Rav must have been sleeping when he said that. Why? The Tanya, because you have a brisa that says as follows: Hamakadosh et haKetana. If a man marries a Ketana, Kedusha Tuluyin. The Kedusha is hanging. It's hanging. Exactly the first approach. My Tuluyin. What does that mean? It's hanging. Lav. Doesn't it mean Ki Gadla Gadli Bahada? That, like I said before, that the marriage is in abeyance, and the moment she turns 12, it all of a sudden it retroactively becomes a valid marriage. The avagav de lo bal, even without bia, just by virtue of the fact that she now became a gadola. So a brisa, how could Rav Hagar in a brisa? Amalei Ravin, Breit Rav Nachman. No, doesn't mean the hanging here doesn't mean it doesn't mean that it's hanging in terms of status of marriage. No, what's hanging is her fears. What does that mean? Omar le Ravin Beredu of Nachman Hamilson de Katana Mitlatalia. No, the very fact that she's a katana causes her to be in doubt. Here the hanging means doubt. Why? The kaima. Ibal in ilobalo. Right? Really what she's saying is as follows. She's a katana. Her whole marriage is waiting in the balance. What's it waiting for? It's waiting for her to turn 12. Why? Because the Amar, she says, who adif mine? He has one thing over me. What's that? He can give me a get. Va'ana adifu mine. And I have one thing over him. What's that? I can do miyam. So this whole marriage is so shaky. It's so iffy. Because it's two normally in a marriage, only one reason why it's going to break off. He's going to divorce her. Here, there's two reasons. If she knows, so he has one thing over her and she has one thing over him. The point is, that's what it means, it's hanging. It's what's hanging? The whole marriage is shaky. Is it going to last? We don't know. So more so, even though it's biyadah to do miyun, the idea is it's still shaky. It's a shaky marriage. Therefore, that's all it means, it's hanging. Not that how do you change a katana's marriage into a gadola's marriage. Nothing to do with that. It could be Rav is right. And it's the second version. That what? That biya is the determining factor. If there's biya, it becomes a marriage of a gadola. And if not. Hanging? No, that's just the way, that's just her fears. That's all. Okay. Fine. V'savar Rav, Ibal, no, okay, that's how the Gemara says, well, the third to last line. V'savar Rav, Ibal in, Ilobal lo. Does Rav really hold that the whole determining factor for this katana here is Bia? V'ha itmar, but we learned the following. Katana, shelo miyana. If a katana didn't do miyan, she didn't do miyan. V'higdila, and she grew up. V'amda v'niseis, and somebody else now goes ahead and gives this girl kedushin. What happened? She was happily married to this guy, but she's a katana. On her 12th birthday, happens to be her, the husband was out of town. He was away. So they never had bia yet. But now she's a gadola. And now this guy comes along and gives her kedushin. And she accepts it. She goes ahead and lives with somebody else. Or let's say she just accepts kedushin. So Rav Amar answers, we could get. You don't need a get from husband number two. Why not? Because she's married to husband number one. A woman who's married can't accept kedushin from somebody else. She was fully married. What do you see from here? You don't need bia. That's going to be the kasha. Rav says, you don't need a get from the second guy. There's nothing there. Right? Somebody walks out to a married woman and hands her a ring. That's nothing. It's nothing. You don't need a get for that. But listen to this. Shmuel Amar, now Tzricha get Misheni. She does need a get. She does need a get. So my love, aren't we talking about the low ball? And therefore, right, the low ball, there was no relationship once she turned 12. So therefore, you see Rav holds, you don't need relationship. You don't need bia. So the Gemara says, no, lo debal, no, they did have relations. They did have relations. So if they had relations, what's Shmuel talking about? Right? E debal, my time with Shmuel. So what's Shmuel's pshat? Shmuel says they had relations, and now guy, other guy comes along and gives her a ring, that's that you need to get? What's the reason for that? It's a very difficult sheet to hear, Shmuel. So the Gemara says, my time with Shmuel, kasavra, because Shmuel holds, kol haboel, whenever they have relations over here when she turns 12, al das kedushin harishonim hu boel. It all goes back to the first kedushin. What's the first kedushin? When it was Mekadosh when she was 10 years old. So it's like a retroactive bia, so to speak. And therefore, the kedushin that the second guy gives can count for something. And therefore, she needs to get from husband number two. Very hard shita. So the Gemara says, if that's what's going on here, they already argued about this once. This is old news. Old news. Why? The eighth mar, because we learned. Kodcha al tanai. A guy marries a woman al tanai. Rashi says the tanai is that she has no nedarim or no mumin. Right? She has nothing wrong with her physically. And she didn't make some crazy nedarim. Like I'm not cooking on Thursdays. She didn't make any of these nedarim. That are before he came on the scene, he can't undo them. Right? He didn't make no nadar, I want a normal person. And then, turns out, Vikonsa stam, to have a chasana, and he takes her home stam. Meaning, he doesn't check out all the nadar. The halacha is, Rav Amar, tzricha haymenu get. If he now wants to divorce her, he has to give her a get. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say that by the fact that he took her home that night, he's mochel any problems. What's he living with her for? He's mochel. Any potential violation of the Tanai, he's mochel at all. He's happily married. Therefore, he wants to divorce her now. He has to give a get. Ushmuel Omar, no, ain't shmicha haymenu get. He doesn't have to give a get. Why? Tanai was violated. Rav Omar, shmicha haymenu get. Rav says he's got to give her a get. Why? Kivan de nosba, since he married her and had relations with her. Achule achle l'tanoi. He's mochel those tanoim. By virtue of the fact he takes her home, he's mochel all that. So therefore, they're 100% married. Ah, she has a neder. But he's mochel that. But he's mochel that by marrying her. Ushmuel Omar, ain't shmicha haymenu get. No, you don't have to give a get. You know why? Because kol haboel, das kedushin harishonim hu boel. The relationship, whatever that means, the relations are go back to the first event, which is meaning the kedushin, right? Then as soon as a year later, the relations go back to that event. They revert back somehow to that event. Therefore, she's now not an Nesuin, not an Nesua. And what? And then she violated the Tanayim, so there isn't even a condition. Doesn't have to give her a get. They're not married at all. They were never married, says Shmuel. Bottom line, very difficult, Shita. But the bottom line is, you see, they argued about it already. It's the same achlokas. It's the same idea, twice. So the Gemara says, no, tzricha, it's necessary. We need both. Why? Di itmar, you really should say baha. Di itmar baha, if you would only have the case of the marriage, of with the Tanayim issue, baha ka amar Rav. That's when Rav said they're fully married. You know why? Bishom deka tanah. Because there are Tanayim. And he's mochel all that. Forgiven the ball, since he has relations with her, achle le tanayim. He's mochel those Tanayim. Aval baha hi, but here, with here. Here, by the katana issue, ain't a modulo Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel's right. Maybe Shmuel's right. Let's go revert back to the first one. And therefore, if she accepted a ring from another guy, she would have to get a get.
So does Shmuel stay then once she grows up, she needs another kedushin? What is this? What is this?
Right, I don't know.
To affect the marriage. So why do you need to affect the marriage?
What? Because there's no such thing as a marriage with a katana. There's no such thing in that Torah.
Okay, so
unless the father does it.
So his meaning, so his shita is that she needs another.
Yes, yes. So yes, something like that.
Yes, that's what
right, that's a shita. So maybe it makes a lot of sense.
The bia is what would be kohen.
Right.
If he says al das rishona, he thinks he's fully married, and this bia turns out to be not the same kedushin and he never had.
Right. It's just. Right, it's very unusual. It's very unusual. We never say that. We hardly ever say such a thing. That what you do now goes back to a year ago.
It doesn't go back. Now is a It wouldn't be with kiddushin because I think I'm already mekudesh, so I don't have a beer and
Right. Okay. Fine. So maybe when this tanayim. So Rav says, he's mochel all that. He's happily married. He doesn't mind. He's mochel at all. But with the case of the katana, maybe Shmuel's right. Therefore, we have to say this case. Maybe Shmuel only says it over here, because, again, there's no tanoim. Avo bahach, emo modilil Rav. Tzricha, you need both cases. Fine. Now, another question. Mi omar Rav, I baal in, I lo baal lo. Did Rav really say B is the factor? But listen to this. There was once a story in the town of Narash. The Akdeshe Kishihi Katana. He married her when she was a katana. Right? The Godla. Then she grew up. So now that she grew up, the marriage is going to turn into a Doraisa marriage. Right? So what happened? They made a big party. The Asve Abe Korsaya. They put her on that big white chair that you see at the weddings. They put her on this big throne. Right, the Asa, and they're going to carry her through the streets. They carry her from her house to the wedding hall, and the Asa Achrin of a Chat Famine. A guy on the street comes, runs up to the front, pushes his way through, and gives her a ring, and grabs her of Chatva, grabs her from out from under her real first husband. That's what happened. And what happened? Rav Bruner, Rav Chananel, Tamidim of Rav Havi Hasam. The Tamidim of Rav were there. Some Astama they held like Rav. Rav's Tamidim was sitting there. The lohut b'chol gittim mibasra. They held what the second guy did was a zero. It was nothing. No get. So wait a minute. There's no beer here. So what do you see? Rav does not require beer. All he requires is age. Right? So the Gemara gives two answers. First answer, Amar Papa, no! Benarash Minzav Nesuvi V'Hadam Nesuvi Abay Kresaya. No, in that town, first they would have relations, and then they'd have this big party. Right? First they'd have the Bia, then they'd go carry her across the town in the white chair. So they did already have Bia. So the guy, this other guy comes and gives her a ring. He's giving a ring to a married woman. It's nothing. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Vashi Amar, no! Who Asa Shaloka Hogun? He did something improper. What's something improper? It's improper to go ahead and try to marry somebody who's already married. So maybe you're right. Maybe according to Rav, you do require bia, and without the bia here, there was a chance for this other guy to go ahead and get her out from under him. That's very improper. That's not appropriate. She's on her way to the wedding, and you're going ahead and chopping her. It's very inappropriate. Therefore, he did a maisa he should not have done. Therefore, lefikach asubo shaloka hogun. So we also act, so to speak, improperly. And you know why she didn't require a get? Because we undid that marriage. We undid that marriage. Right? He gave her a ring. We're undoing that ring. We're undoing it. What are we doing? It's the famous set which was converting that into a present. Not going to allow this marriage to last, but every marriage is only done al das Moshe v'Yisrael. And we have the power, therefore this was not done Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, therefore it was nothing, and therefore we didn't do it all. Right? You're right, Ein Chanami, Rav holds, you do require Bia. I over here, how come there's no get? Because we're undoing that, we're undoing the second marriage. So Amalei Ravina Lorvashi, this is not now going on the story, it's going on the idea. So any time, we have a reason to undo a marriage, Tinach Dekadosh Bekaspa. That makes sense. If you undo a marriage with money, but Makadosh Bia Mai, what about if you Makadosh with Bia? So that didn't happen in this case, but just a general idea. If we're undoing marriages whenever we undo them, right? So what about if there's a Bia here? So the Gemara says, no, Shavir Rabban Libilasa Bilas Nus. They'll turn it into Znus. So Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, fine, that's it. What about Shtar? So we said that last time. Shtar, what if we marry al-Yedei Shtar? So again, we undo the Shtar, and it becomes a piece of paper, right? Fine. That's the end of the story. So Amar of Yehuda. Yehuda says, by the way, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer. The halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, who said, tell the girl to do miyun. If you tell her to do miyun, no problems. Tell her to do miyun, and then the husband now can marry the Yevama. V'chein, Amar v'lazer halacha k'rabi Eliezer, halacha k'rabi Eliezer, tell her to do miyun. Okay. Next Mishnah. Doesn't get easier. It's not easy today. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Misha haya nasli l'shtei yisomos kitanos. A guy is married to two yisomos who are kitanos. The Mishnah is going to be discussing that basically sometimes you can have two women that are not on equal footing. And we don't know who the man considered his main wife and who he considered his secondary wife. We want Yivam to be done to the main wife, we're just not sure who it is. But that's what the premise of the Mishnah is. But if a guy is married to two Yisomos, Kitanos, so they're both on equal footing. Why? Because they're both Kitanos and they're both Yisomos. So they're both equal. They're both, this is both Dina Dirabanan here. They're both married. He's married to both of them in Dirabanan, right? Umeis, and he dies. So Biasa Ochalitzasa shall achas mehen poteres tzarasa. The Bia or the Yibum or Chalita of one of them poters the other one. Why? This is standard Yibum, standard halacha. Even though it's a Dirabanan, the marriage was Dirabanan, so the Yibum is a Dirabanan, and the Chalita is also Dirabanan. However, since they're both unequal, they're both the same, so whatever Maisa the brother is going to do will affect the other wife, the co-wife. That's standard fare. With no chiddush there. The chain, same thing. Shtei chareishos. Also two girls who are deaf. You're married to two girls who are deaf. They're both the same. They're both equal. Whatever you do to one, will pot to the other one. Now, let's say you marry ketana v'chareishos. You married to two women. One's a ketana and one's a chareishos. It's a gedola. Again, that marriage is only midrabanan. Because midaraisa we say they don't really have das. The whole daf is going to be about someone who's deaf. That's this entire Amud Beis right now. The whole, as soon as we finish the Mishnah, the whole thing is going to be about marrying someone who's deaf. The halach is that it's only a marriage to Rabbanon, because mid Oraisa they have no das. However, we allowed the marriage to even happen because why should they sit battle? Why should these women sit battle? Or even a man? We have men that are deaf. Right? Mid Oraisa they consider someone who doesn't have das. They can't divorce. They can't give a kedushin. They can't give a get, because for that you need das. But to have a marriage, why not? Why should they sit bottle their whole life? So that we're going to allow. So a guy's married to two women. One's a katana, one's a chareshes. So we have a suffix. Which one's the real wife? The Gemara's going to have a suffix. On the one hand, a chareshes, she's a gedola. You can have a normal relationship with her, the Gemara's going to say on number base. You can have normal beer with her, she's a gedola. But on the other hand, the katana's going to grow up one day. So which one's better? Which one's the real one? We don't know. Therefore, ain bias achas man pateres tzarasa. The bia with one will not pat to the other one. It won't pat to her. Why? Because since in his mind one was better than the other, so al din de rabbanon, the whatever you're going to do to one will not affect the co-wife. You have to do chalitz, give them to one, or chalitz to both. Why? Because we don't know. Because there's an idea that if one's an ikker, an akaris habayis, that has more chashivas than the other one. And we don't know which one that is.
When you say pater, it means that the other one
pater. No, normally the rule was, if you're married to five women, doing yivam to one, paters the other four. You don't have to do chalitza to them.
Right.
Here you do. Din de rabbanon. Because one has a more chashivas than the other one. We don't know which one. Since one has more chashivas, it has a different status. And what you do to one will not pater the other one. That's all.
So if you don't want to do Yibum, you have to marry two?
You can't marry two. You're not allowed to marry both. Because the Torah says only one bias, not two biases.
So this is the case where you have to do it.
You can do Chalitza to both. You don't have to.
Right, but...
But you must do something to both. That's the point. Normally, you decide...
You can have to do Yibum to both.
You can never do Yibum to both.
Right.
But if you do Yibum to one, you're going to have to do Chalitza to the other one. Normally, you do even to one. You don't have to do anything to the other ones. Hey, you must do chalitza. Why? Because we don't know which one's the ikker. So something has to happen to each one. Suffolk, maybe they're the ikker. The akeres habayis. Okay. Next. Pikachas v'chareshes. Let's say you're married to a regular girl and a deaf girl. Chareshes. So be it ha-pikachas, poteres ha-chareshes. the bia with the regular girl will certainly potter the deaf girl. There's no question that the regular girl's better. She has full faculties. No question about that. The ain bias hakarashes, but there is a sapakachas. But the reverse is not true. Right? If he does bia to the chareshes, it doesn't potter the pikachas. Doesn't potter her. Why? By definition, she's better. Not better. It's doraisa, right? It's doraisa. Because again, a chareshes, you can't marry min Torah. Gedola uketana. Again, let's say have a gedola and a katana. So bias gedola poteres hakatana. If you marry the gedola, it certainly potters the katana. Why? It's a doraisa marriage. Katana's only dorabanan. Bias katana poteres the ain bias katana poteres hagedola. If you take the katana, it doesn't potter the gedola.
Katana yisom.
Right. We're talking about dorabanan. Right. Okay. Says the Gemara. V'chareshes bas chalitzahi. Wait a minute. Can a chareshes have chalitza? She can't have chalitza. V'atnan, we learned. Cheresh shenechlat. If a cheresh, you give chalitza to her. Or v'chareshes shechalitza. Either you were deaf, or the man's deaf, or the female is deaf. Either the yavam or the yavama. Or v'chalitza men a katan. We had this already. If you do chalitza to a katan, chalitza sa psula. It's no good. What's going on here? You can't give chalitza to a katan. You can't give chalitza to a chareshes. So the Gemara says, Amar of Gidla Marav, Abia. No, that line's going on the Bia part. You're right, you can't do chalitza, but you can do Bia. That you can do. You're right, you can't do chalitza. Fine, that's the easy answer. Here's the very hard answer. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, there is a way to do chalitza with a chareshes. How? Didn't we say you can't do chalitza with a chareshes because they can't? What's the problem with the chareshes? They can't say the psukim. They can't say the psukim. Even if it's someone omer al gabav, they can't say the psukim. So, what do you need that reason for if there's no das, right? That's a good question. So how are you going to do chalitza with the chareshes? So, Amar Abayin, Amar Rava Amar, no, afilu teima chalitza. You could even do it maybe with a chalitza. What's the problem? Well, you can even do chalitza with the chareshes. How? Kan b'chareshes meikara. If she was always a chareshes, she was born that way. So we're going to have on Amud Beis, and we're going to have on Thursday's daf, the whole Amud Beis today is Thursday's Amud Beis also. It's the exact same thing. The whole Amud Beis on Thursday is going to say that since you can be kone a chareshes, how are you going to be kone her? How are you going to be kone her? We said we don't want her to sit around her whole life not married. So marry the girl. Why not? How are you going to do that? With Ramiza. You're going to hint, you're going to motion, and she'll get the hint that you want to marry her. So you can do chalitza the same way. But, kan bepikacha zavachach nitzcharasha. If she was a regular girl, and then later in life she became deaf, that's such a girl, you can't do chalitza. Why? Because there was the potential for her to do the psukim. And like we said, if there's the potential for the psukim ama'akev. If there's no possibility of the psukim, then the psukim are not ma'akev. So if her whole life she never knew how to speak, a deaf person means someone who can't speak and can't hear, her whole life was that way, the psukim are not ma'akev. You can do it with remiza. But if she was once upon a time healthy, and now she became deaf, then the psukim are ma'akev, she can't speak, then she can, that, such a girl you can't do chalitza.
It's the opposite.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, satakas.
Yeah.
No, so you're right.
If she was
Kherish
Meikara,
right, the whole, oh, right. Right. If she was, I'm sorry, right. If she was Kherish Meikara, then she, but she's considered a Kherish her whole life. So the whole thing is Durabanan. So just like you could take her in with Ramiza, it's a marriage Durabanan, because she's not a full Bas Das, so too you could give her Chalitza Midurabanan the same way. How? By hints. Hint and body movement, emotions. But if she was a full-fledged, healthy girl, that's a doraisa. So how are you gonna do the chalitza now? Now it's only dorabanan. Okay, so that's the distinction. That's the distinction. The point is, according to Rava, there's two types of deaf girls, two types of deaf people. One who's deaf their whole life, and two who's someone who's deaf became later on in life became deaf. If they're deaf the whole life, then you can do chalitza. And if not. That's Rava's distinction. The rest of the daf is going to be, Rava, what are you talking about?
Does Yibum Chalitza on a marriage rabbanon to begin with?
Or yes. Midrabbanon. Yes. Okay. Yes. So. Fine. So again, Rava Amar Filu Teima Achalitza. You can even say that he could do chalitza with the chareshes. How? Kam bechareshes meikara, kam bepikachas v'achach nizcharsha. It depends why she's deaf. Chareshes meikara, if she was deaf her whole life, so ki hechid da'ol, hechi nafak. The way she goes into the marriage is the way she goes out. She went in midirabanan, she goes out midirabanan. But pikachas v'achach nizcharsha, if she was healthy and then she became deaf, no, dimi akva ba kriya, because the psukim are ma'akev. She has to do that because she was healthy. She can't, therefore there's no chalitza. Okay? Eis ve'abaya. So Abaya asks the following question on Rava. Rava, v'chareshes me'ikara bas chalitza hi? If a girl has chalitza her whole life, if a girl has chareshes her whole life, she's a bas chalitza? According to Rava, she's a bas chalitza. Is that true? V'hatnan. This is a Mishnah on, it's the first opening Mishnah of the next parak, which is Thursday's daf, Thursday Amud Beis. Said the Mishnah has like 50 cases there. It's a very long Mishnah, and there's a million cases, and all of them have to do with deaf people. We'll keep asking questions on each of these cases. Each of these cases is going to be a question, by the way, the Girsa really is Rabba, not Rava, Rabba. Anyway, Abaye says, Vatnan, but it says on Thursday's daf, on Kufi Beis Amud Beis, Shnei Achin, two brothers. Achas Pikeach v'achas Cheresh. One's a Pikeach, one is a Cheresh. Shenesu in L'shtei Nachrios. They're married to two different women, not sisters. Not sisters. Achas Pikachas v'achas Chereshes. One's healthy, one's deaf. The healthy is married to the healthy, the deaf is married to the deaf. Right? That's how it always works. And now, Meis Cheresh Bal Chareshes. The Cheresh, who's married to the Chareshes, dies. Now this Chareshes is going to fall to Yibum, to the Pikeach. Right? What's the halacha? Ma yase Pikeach Bal Pikachas. What should the healthy husband, the one who's married to the healthy wife, what should he do with his brother's wife now? She's a Chareshes. What does he do with her? Kones. He could take her Mechalitza. He can take her Mechalitza. I'm sorry, in Yibim. He can take her in Yibim. Kohen, he can take her in Yibim. V'im ratza lahotzi, yotzi. And if he ever wants to get rid of her at a later date, he can give her a get. A get doesn't require das. So he can give her a get. Can you do Chalitza? No. There's no option. Right? Now, meis pikeach bal pikachas, if the healthy man dies, married to the healthy girl. Now the healthy girl falls to Yibum, to a deaf man. What's the halacha? Mayas Cheresh Bal Chareshes. What should the deaf man married to the deaf girl, what should he do? Kones. He could marry her in Yibum. Right? But V'ein Motzi La'olam. He can never divorce her. Because a Cheresh can't give a get. The kasha from the first half. What's the kasha? My love, are we talking about B'chareshes Me'ikara? Aren't we talking about somebody who was deaf from day one their whole life? The Katani, and the Mishnah says, Kones in Choleitz Lo. There's no option for Chalitza here. So Rabba, you're wrong. So Rabba says, no, Lo, Bipikachas, Vachachachas Karsha. No, we're talking about a girl who was healthy her whole life, and then she became a Chareshes. Such a person, you're right, such a person can't do Chalitza.
Why does a person who's capable of doing Yibum cannot get?
Because Yibum doesn't require das.
It doesn't?
No. Remember we said if someone falls off the roof?
And Kiddushin,
remember we said that?
And Kiddushin neither?
What?
Kiddushin doesn't require
das. It's not Kiddushin.
No, but
so Midrabanan, we allow it, because why should these people sit idle their whole lives? Let them have
why don't we allow Midrabanan to give a get?
What?
Why don't we allow Midrabanan to give a get?
We're going to see why. We're going to have, that's Thursday's daf, they go into that. And it goes into Friday stuff. Why we don't allow to give a get? Well, the Gemara, there's a Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah about that, and the Gemara goes into it. There's a Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri there in the Mishnah. Toshma. We're going to eventually say that Rab is wrong. We're going to say there's going to be tiyufta on him eventually, but it's way down by the two dots. Toshma. Another try. Another case in that Mishnah on Thursday. Shnei Achin Pitchin. Two regular boys. two regular brothers, Nesuin Shtei Nachriyos, that are married to two women who are not sisters, Achas Pikachas V'Achas Chareshes, one's healthy and one's deaf. Meis Pikeach Bal Chareshes, then both brothers are healthy. So one brother dies, the one who's married to the Chareshes. Mayas the Pikeach Bal Pikachas, what should the healthy brother do who's married to the healthy girl? What should he do with this deaf girl? What could he do with her? The Gemara says, Koneis. Again, he could do Yibum. V'yimrotza lahotzi yotzi. And if he wants to ever get rid of her, he has to give her a get. Can you do Chalitza? It's not an option. Again, the question is going to be, there's no Chalitza here. Wasn't she deaf all along? And the Gemara is going to answer, no, she wasn't deaf all along. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. If the healthy one married to the healthy girl dies, Mayas the pikeach bal chareshes. What should the healthy brother who's married to the chareshes do? So the Gemara says, O choleitz o miyabin. That's a regular case of yibum. He's healthy. Just because he's married to a deaf girl doesn't change anything. Now he's healthy, and a healthy girl comes for yibum. He can do yibum or chalitza, either one. The question's from the first one, the first case. My love, aren't we talking about my love to have a pikeach meikara? It must be. He was always healthy. He nami chareshes meikara. So too, the chareshes was always chareshes meikara. Right? The man has to be pikeach all along. Right? V'katani, and it says, konis in cholis lo. Again, Akasha. So the Gemara says, me the iria. Why does it have to be that? Why does it have to be that way? Hakadisa, v'hakadisa. He and a chanami is a pikeach all along. She could have been a chareshes later in life. No raya. Such a person, you're right, there's no chalitza. Try again. Eisek, another case in that mission on Thursday. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Achas Pikeach V'Achal Cheresh. One healthy, one deaf. Nesuin Shtei Achoyos. Married to two sisters. Achas Pikachas V'Achas Chereshes. The healthy is married to the healthy. The deaf is married to the deaf. Meis Cheresh Bal Chereshes. The deaf man married to the deaf girl dies. Now, the deaf girl falls to Yibum, to the healthy man. Ma Yase Pikeach Bal Pikachas. What should the healthy man married to the healthy girl do? Tete, nothing. You know why? Mishum achos isha, because they're sisters. They're sisters. You can't marry. You can't take yibum if you marry to the yivama's sister. What about the other way around? Meis pikeach bal pikachas. If the healthy man who's married to the healthy girl he dies, his marriage is a full doraisa marriage. He's healthy. She's healthy. The other brother, the marriage is only derabanan. Why? Because he's deaf, and he's married to a deaf girl. Now he gets a d'oraisa yevama coming his way. But his marriage is d'rabbanan. Right? Now it's very complicated. So now, ma yase cheresh bal chareshes, what can the cheresh, who's married to the chareshes, do? We had this already. Very severe. Motzias ishto, beget. He has to divorce his own wife. Why? Because the zika of the sister is a d'oraisa zika. His marriage to her is only d'rabbanan because he's deaf. What?
How
can he give a get? That's a good question.
The other question is, then the sister becomes
Achas Mishasa,
so how does that...
One second. The Eishet Achim, Asarul Olam. He can't marry that girl either. For that very reason. No Chalitza. He's not marrying anybody. None of them can stay. How can he do... That's a good question. How can he give a get? He's a Cheresh. It's a Darabana. So Midrabana will allow it. The point is, he can't marry anybody. That's not the kasha. The kasha is v'chi teima hachinami b'pikeach v'achakach nischareish. If you want to tell me that he was healthy and then he became deaf, mi mati mapik, would he be allowed to give a get for hatnan nischarsha? If she became a cheresh yotzi, he can give her a get nishtatis. But if nishtatis, I'm sorry, if she became crazy, lo yoti, he can't give her a get. Why? Because she's going to be loose. Who's going to? She's crazy. She's skint. So we don't let him give a get to her. We make him stay married to her. She's right. If she's deaf, so she can take care of herself. Rashi says she can take care of herself. She can guard herself. If she's crazy, she's going to be run loose. Who knows what's going to happen to her? So we don't let her divorce her. That's halacha. She became crazy. She's got to stay with her. I don't know if we pass on that halacha l'maisa today. That's what the Gemara says. We don't let him divorce because it's too dangerous. What could she do to herself? Nischarish hu o nishtata. What about him? What if he becomes deaf? Or he becomes crazy? Lo yotzi olamis. He can never. He can't give again. He's deaf. He can't give again. He's crazy. So it must be el alav becherish meikara. It must be he was cherish all along. So maybe midrabanan will allow the get. Umidahu cherish meikara. Since he was deaf all along, he nami chereshes meikara. She was also deaf all along. And umida achayos chareshes meikara. If by the case of sisters there was deaf all along, nachrias nami chareshes meikara. So too here there's deaf all along. And utna nami nachrios kornis in cholitz lo. There's no opportunity for chalitza. Rabba, you said that if it's deaf all along, you can do a chalitza. Here you see it's not true. So ishtik. Rabba didn't have an answer back for that. Same answer. I know. I don't understand it. Same answer. So, ki asa l'kamedra of Yosef, when Yosef came along, Amalei said, my time atosve. What was such a kasha about that? What kind of kasha was that? Diachal l'shnui, Tuesday meha. Diachal l'shnui l'ach. Can you give the same answer? Achayos kareshos meikara. The sisters, you're right, were kareshos all along, but nachriyos b'kachas. Nachriyos b'kachas, nachriyos is kasha. They were healthy, then they became deaf. I don't understand the whole thing. What's Rabba? What was bothered with Rabba? I don't understand that. I don't know. So the Gemara says, "Ella ibai lach lo today." You wanna get Rabba? You wanna disprove Rabba? Here's how you'll do it. Meha from the following cases. Again, it's all from the Mishnah on Thursday. Shnei achin chershin nesuin shtei achos pikachas. You have two brothers that are deaf. They're both deaf. And they're married to two women that are, by the way, it doesn't make a difference who they're married to. Because once they're deaf, it's Durbana. It makes no difference who the wives are. All you need is one half of the marriage to be Durbana. The whole thing's Durbana. So, shtei achin chershin. The two brothers are deaf. Nesuin, shtei achayis pikachos. They could be married to two healthy girls. Oh, shtei achayis chareshes. Or two deaf girls. Oh, shtei achayis achas pikachos achas chareshes. It makes no difference. Why? Once the brothers are deaf, that's it. V'chein also, shtei achayos, two sisters, chareshos, that are also deaf. It doesn't matter who they're married to. They can be married to nesuos, shtei achin pikchin. They can be married to two healthy men. Oh, shtei achin chereshin, or two deaf men. Oh, shtei achin achas pikachos, achas chareshos. Or they can be married to one and one. Either way, all these marriages are derabanan. Why? Someone's deaf. Someone's deaf, it's derabanan. And, hare elu, peturos, min achalitza, umin hayibum. There's no chalitza and there's no yibam. Why? Because everybody's sister. Because everybody's related. It's two brothers and two sisters. Vimhayu nachrios. But what if they were not sisters? What if they're not sisters? So the Gemara says, yiknusu, you can marry them. Vimratzu lahotzi yotzi. And if you want to then give a get, you can give a get later. Why? That we allowed. But there's no chalitza here. Now, hechidami, what's the case? If they were healthy and then they became deaf later on, would we ever allow a get? We never would. Vatnan, because we said, nishtatis, if she becomes crazy, lo yotzi, he can't divorce her, he can't let her run loose. And nischarech, who? Or, but if he becomes deaf, or if he becomes crazy, lo yotzi olamis. He can never divorce them, he has no das. Elalad, it must be, Acheresh and Meikara. It must be he was always a Cheresh. Umidehain Cheresh and Meikara, if the men were always, inhu nami Chereshos Meikara, so were the women. And Vikatanian it says, Imhayu Nachrios Yikansu, right? And if they were not sisters, he could marry them. Yikansu in Yichaltsu lo, no Chalitza. Tiyufta de Rabba, Tiyufta. The whole Rabba's wrong. Rabba is wrong. There is no possibility for Yibum. There's no possibility for Chalitza with a Cheresh. Doesn't make a difference if she's a Cheresh Meikara or a Cheresh that's brand new. Doesn't make a difference. There's no opportunity for Chalitza. Rabbi said there was a distinction. He's wrong. What did our Mishnah mean then? It must have gone only on the Bia portion. Because it can't go on the Chalitza because there's no such thing. Okay.
That means this won't get either.
One second. So it's very complicated. So it could be, if you're deaf all along, there can be a get the Rabbanon.
So why not Chalitza?
Because Chalitza, there's no Psukim. You have to say Psukim.
Chalitza is not the Rabbanon.
What? No, if the marriage is the Rabbanon, the Chalitza is the Rabbanon. That's the problem. By get, one of the Mefarshim says that there's no dibur by a get. There's no dibur. You don't have to say anything. You hand her a piece of paper. There's no dibur. So we could see such a concept. By kedushin, there's no dibur, but there has to be an acceptance. So then we said it could be a remiza.
You didn't say before in the chalitza you could do two out of three things and be okay. Like if she speaks and takes his shoe off, even if she doesn't say the psukim.
So maybe that's only. First of all, we asked last time, what do we need this whole thing with the psukim? She has no das, right? We asked that question already. I don't remember what we answered. I don't remember what the answer was to that question. But so it could be that only. First of all, that wasn't according to everybody. Right? It wasn't universal. Could be that's only, we don't want to resort to that. Okay, we're talking about a good world, not b'di'evet. Okay, just one more minute. Kitana v'chareshes. Fine. Amar of Nachman, ashkechise l'rav ad bar ava, ul'rav chana b'chasnei, the yosfi u'kamakavi akasa, b'shukat de pumpadisa. They were sitting around with a whole group of talmidim and pumpadisa. V'amri, hadit nan kitana chareshes. Katana chareshes. If you married a katana and a chareshes, you married both girls. Ein bias achas mehem poteres tzarasa. The bia of one doesn't pata the other one. Why? Because we don't know which one's better. Hani mili dinaflo meyakov pikeach. That's only if the husband was healthy. The lo yedinon ibe katana nichale ibe chareshes nichale. What would he rather have? Ibe katana nichale the asti lechlal dea. She's going to grow up one day. She'll be a regular full fledged adult. Or Iba Chareshes Nicha the Gedola he, or maybe he wants the Chareshes. So she's deaf, so what? But still she's a Gedola. And Ubas Bia he. She's really right for Bia. Children are not. So you'd rather be with the Chareshes. So we don't know. Aval Nafla Meyachav Chairesh, but if the brother's a Chairesh himself, then Vadai Bechareshes Nichale. He certainly liked the Chareshes better when he was alive. Why? The Bas Bihi. Because A, she was right for B all along, and Ubaz Mina, it was his own type. He himself was deaf. V'amina, and I said, V'amina, who know? Ana afilu nafala me'achav cheresh, na'an es apkale. No, not necessarily true. Even though he's a cheresh, maybe he still preferred a katana, who one day would grow up and be a gedola. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we continue, more of the same. And everybody have a very, very good day.